then a Ramler, a Pierce Arrow. I had the first piano in Hidalgo County. Bought in San Antonio, and it came down by on the train, and then it was brought down by Hebronville on down to Rio Grande City and down the well, the train only went to that the one between Laredo and Corpus, see, and then the rest comes down by stage, well, not stagecoach, by wagon. I don't know, maybe that might be 50 miles north of Rio Grande City. Hebron. I never have looked that up.
I know where Hebronville is.
Well.
So they brought it from Hebronville by wagon?
Wagon, uh-huh. And, see, this had, see, I jotted it down. I had the first piano. He was so sheriff 24 consecutive years. The sheriff from 1884 to 1890.
What did the sheriff do then?
Well, he's, you got to keep, and he is written up as though as he had law and order. I don't know whether anybody ever told you that or anything like that. He is known in this county that he brought law and order. That is what he is, law and order to this county. And he built the first telephone line from Hidalgo to Plantation and from Hidalgo to West McAllen. And these books that I bought three and I gave them to my children that they get out for the bicentennial here, and it tells all that. And you see, all of that has been, people have looked it up and see, you know, verified that it's all true, you know. And it says here about the, they arrived in 1850, and,
Well, you know, you were telling me about,
yeah, 1855,
your house that you lived in Hidalgo, as a child. Would you draw it, or is it the house on at San Juan? Either one, whichever.
No, we didn't live in San Juan.
There was no house?
This is the Negro Raid in Brownsville, 1906.
Yeah, I got the raid.
You want to hear about that? Listen, when you get all this, of course, you know how to get this thing separated.
Well, just tell me about it, really. Just whatever you remember about it. You said you were there.
Oh, well, I was. I tell you, I just ran across it here. If I can read my own hand. Negro Raid in Brownsville. Let me read it to you.
You wrote that, right?
It's quicker here.
All right.
I was, this is Negro Raid, 1906, August 13th it happened. And I was 17 years old, spending some time in Brownsville with my grandmother, an aunt. This was August. I was alone that night with my grandmother. About midnight, we heard shots. In those days, we slept under mosquito bars. You know what a mosquito bar is?
No, tell me what a mosquito bar is.
Well, we had these high beds with a half teaster. And it's a net. You know what a teaster is?
No.
Well, it's, some had them in the South, they had them all the way in some just had.
Like a canopy?
A canopy, uh-huh. And they had these mosquito bars. And you, at night when you go to bed, you tuck in under, you know, you crawl in there so the mosquitoes wouldn't get you. We didn't have screens on our windows. And I remember I got tangled up in there trying to get out. And I said, I have mosquito bars and nets. I remember I got tangled in the net trying to get out of bed. My grandmother and I went out on the front porch. How I remember that. She kept saying it was fireworks.